Today we find out if this man, if he shows up, by the way, because we don't have him yet, he is not here,
okay,
can do what no break room listener has ever done before. And which one of you listening can block him from doing it? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. It's Wednesday. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. And if you're joining us for the first time, here's how it works. What was that?
I just ate.
Here's how it works. Bah.
Ah.
What are you, a vampire? Aha! One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Seven. Kimmy's got a post in the neighborhood app that you guys send her. She has removed street names and town references.
Mm.
She's going to read it out loud.
All right.
But despite the fact that that information is missing, there are still little clues. You have to listen.
I have to listen.
Listen. And when you listen, you will pick up on those clues and figure out what town, neighborhood, village this post is coming from. You're going to call us at 252-WCMF when there is an open phone line, and you're going to tell us where they whine. So a new rule that was implemented by you listeners at the start of this year is the winner from the week before, much like the NFL draft on Thursday night, has to pick last. Armand, who is a regular caller to the show, a couple weeks ago, called and won. He then the next week became the first break room listener to ever win from the final spot. He went back to back, which is pretty amazing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then last week, he won again from the third spot.
So he's the most successful person ever to come out of the break room.
Ever. I don't know.
Ridge the history of the
Ridge Sloppy Flaherty?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
it. He's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at is, in the last 6 weeks, Armand has somehow picked up 3 stars, and he looks to be the first man to ever win from the back spot twice.
Wow.
If we find him, we can make this happen. If we do find him, everyone on hold ahead of him has a chance to knock him off his throne, and we start with the post.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Kimmy, are you ready?
Ready.
Let's make it happen.
The parking, sorry, I'm just preparing myself for Tommy to like cut in here.
Go ahead.
The parking situation near blank is absolutely horrendous. There are people coming in from all over who don't know how to drive.
Shut up, you dick! You almost had misdirection.
I don't know. There are people coming in from all over who don't know how to drive, let alone park, and it is now taking its toll on my vehicle. I have scratches all up and down the sides of my door. People drive around like they've never driven a car before. I watched a young man in a shiny new Bronco swing his door wide open and almost cause a major accident. No regards for his safety or anyone else's. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. I've noticed a major lack of awareness from anyone parking their car here. They're bumping into cars, they're scraping doors, and no one is parking between the lines, and they're parking illegally. I see it every time I go on my daily walk. Apparently, the cops don't care either because I've never seen a ticket on a single vehicle. I won't even get into the lazy delivery drivers who don't think the rules apply to them.
Ooh.
You should familiarize yourself with an area before going to a business or road you've never been. It's safer for you and the people who actually live here. Is there a number you can call just to report parking violations? I will take photos for proof if necessary.
All right.
All right.
I already know what you're thinking. You're going to blow it. I already know what your stupid brain is thinking.
You don't know nothing.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. What'd you hear?
Well, you didn't do your thing.
We do that when we go to the phones.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
This is the second time you have done this to me.
I forgot.
All right, look, man. I don't
it's
do
okay.
a lot well.
It's okay. He's just trying
well, you know
to
what I do
you.
Well?
Really?
You know what I do well?
What do you do well?
Run where they whine it, bitch. So as I asked previously.
I lived in this neighborhood for about 2 years.
I knew you were going to do it. I knew
years.
He was going to do this.
2 years.
I knew it.
Did you know?
I knew it.
They whined in Cornhill.
Why Cornhill?
This fits the bill because there's no parking in Cornhill. Unless you have a sign parking off street, you have to park in the street, and it was always an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those other apartments, if you have like two people, two cars, one's got to go in the street. There's no place to park.
Okay.
And it's a big issue.
I knew. This is why you
have. And there's also a lot of old man walking in that area because it's all sidewalks and it's lit.
This is why you haven't won in a year.
You know
I'm
right.
No, you hear one thing up front.
Hmm?
You do not listen to the rest of the post. I knew you were going to say
old
somewhere.
Old man walking. City parking.
I knew you were going to go city. I knew you were going city as soon as you heard scratch cars and parking.
Who's scratching cars in the burbs?
There are tons of suburbs.
Where's your tight burb?
Old Man Wave.
Where your mom lives.
Suburb. Old
That's
suburb.
Loose town. Wide open spaces. Driving tractor trailer through it.
Shut up. All right.
Won't even slick up the sides.
Will you shut up? By the way, they also said businesses. This could include parking
lots. There's businesses in Cornhill.
What, name one.
The Cornhill Cornery.
There are businesses in Cornhill.
There is one plaza.
No, there's that strip.
There is
no,
one plaza right there, in Cornhill. Right. No, you can't name one Cornhill.
Oh, no. There's other things popping up.
Well, name it.
I can't. I haven't been down there in a while.
Yeah, my car doesn't go that way anymore, but I know it's got to be that neighborhood. All right, this is a suburb. It's not the city. Kimmy is trying to throw you here.
And no, it's not. I'm telling you.
Okay, we don't got you. Please tell
me. I don't want to give any more clues, but there's clues.
You don't want to give any clues? You already picked.
I know. What clues are you giving?
You are the dumbest man I've ever met in my life. And I know a lot of dumb people.
You know them all.
I don't want to give anybody any clues as to what my pick is that I just made.
No, but like I don't want to in case mine flops.
Well, I mean, you can say whatever you want. You already made your picks.
So I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. You're dumb. This is a suburb. It's an older suburb.
Scratching doors.
And it's a suburb with a lot of elderly people. There's two towns I got in my head.
Ooh.
I think... I'm trying to remember what the pick was last week. Nope, it wasn't this one. I'm going with Brighton.
Brighton.
Brighton is a weird town because it touches everywhere. Brighton is also a strange town because there are parts of Brighton that are built like the city of Rochester. Where,
well, that'd be just, the only thing you've got is 12 corners.
Well, no, I mean that whole area and then down the street a little bit where you have tight driveways that fit like one, maybe two cars, a lot of street parking. You got a lot of elderly folks that are not driving as well as they should be anymore. Folks that may be parking outside the lines or whipping their doors open. What? I didn't hear anything. What?
So you're saying it's elderly people not knowing how to drive.
That's exactly what
I'm saying. And opening up doors.
Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying. They whining in Brighton.
That is a hateful tick.
Why is that hateful?
The old people can't do a goddamn thing. Can't park. Can't open a goddamn
You literally boat. Just said old man walking.
That's different. Regular old man walking. Bow-legged.
Why are they bow-legged?
Most old men start getting bow-legged.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. As Tommy tried to indicate earlier, there was one rule and one rule only.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. No, you just keep running your stupid mouth with your paisley cuffs folded up like a bitch. You get one pick.
Right.
One pick only. If you're on hold and you hear someone else say the town you were going to say, you got two options. You can hang up the phone, try again next week. We will not be mad. Or pick another town. If we answer the phone and you say, well, as good as that, but then I went, you have been disqualified and the commissioner has all final say. 252-WCMF. Are we ready?
Let's do it.
Let's start with Marty. Marty, where are they whining, buddy?
I agree with you, Duffy, that it's too obvious to go city.
Because you're
so
smart.
I'm going to say...
Yeah, what are you going to say there, Marty?
You talked over
speech. I'm going to say Greece.
Okay. All right.
Greece, that's what you like, Marty? No place to park there in Greece, huh, buddy?
Marty, that was a terrible pick. Greece
is nothing but parking lots of wide streets.
It's the suburb of off-street parking, Marty. What are you doing?
There's a lot of businesses down there, and people don't know how to park.
In the parking lot?
Yeah, I can't think of a single place
where
it's
you just pull in and out.
Easy to park or driving. Like, it's the most drivable town in the greater
Rochester.
I think
Rochester. It was voted like one of the most drivable towns in the country.
Shut up. Nobody voted that, you idiot.
Did you hear about that, Monty?
Well, I got a question for you, Duffy. When's the last time you've driven to a Wegmans lately? Seen the parking situation.
Saturday? Even Wegmans, when it's totally full, there's still like four rows of parking wide open. Marty, this is a terrible pick, Marty. Terrible.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will.
We'll see.
We will see, Marty. Thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF. Let's stick with the E names.
All right.
Let's go with Cody. Hello, Cody.
Hello, Duffy.
Where are they whining?
They're whining in Fairport this week.
Ain't no Fairport.
I don't hate that one. Why Fairport?
So, well, you might not hate the pick, but maybe you hate the reasoning. We'll see.
Okay.
The reason I'm going with Fairport is a couple things. First off, it's an older neighborhood for the people that live there. Younger for people visiting all the time for nightlife bars,
ooh,
and outside, that sort of thing.
Good call. It's a good call.
Don't defend him.
There are a decent amount of parking lots, but they're all decently tight to get in and out of, especially because there's a lot of action there over the summer. And Main Street, for the last, 3 years, has almost always been under some kind of construction, making street parking a bitch. So I'm thinking that there's a lot of people parking in places that they shouldn't be, either on the street or off the street, because a lot of your street parking's gone.
That's a good take. See, remember, your buddy lives over there, and I went over there to punch people in his face in his garage, had to park on the street. Not a lot of parking, not a lot of driveways, man. Tight driveways. Cody, as much as I hate you as a human being, that's a solid pick this week, Cody. I don't hate that one.
Kimmy, mark this down. Mark this down. Duffy likes my pick for one.
Don't tell Kimmy what to do.
It means it's probably wrong.
I don't know if that's a good thing,
anyway.
Cody. We'll find out.
Cody, thanks for the call, buddy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey, where are they whining, buddy?
I was going to go with my gut, but I think that you guys are really starting to think that Kimmy's trying to throw you. I'm actually going to agree with Tommy. I think this is a city thing. I'm going to go Park Ave.
No, it's always smart to go with what Tommy says.
Well, Park Ave also checks all the things that she said.
What are you talking? It checks also Fairport and Brighton.
Tell me where a delivery truck has to park off on the street to deliver in Fairport. And when they have every service lane, they have service lanes for these guys.
Main Street in Fairport, where all the businesses are.
No, they pull in, man.
Pull in where? On the non-driveway?
They have parking lots and they have service
areas. Not on the opposite. What are you doing?
You look like one of those balloons out in front of the used car lot.
Balloon? Oh, is that what you call the balloons with a face?
Blowy guy.
Balloons with a face. All right, Pete, so you're going Park Ave. Why are you going Park Ave? Was it Blowy Guy, your nickname in high school? Not you, Pete. Tommy. Pete, you were saying, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. No, I think you guys are falling into Kimmy's trap, thinking that you're trying to, you figured out her trap, and I don't think it's a suburb. I think it's city.
So I know that you know that Kimmy knows that I know that you'd pick.
It's a trapception, Kimmy. All right, we got you for Park Ave, Pete. Thanks for the call. I don't think it's Park Ave either, because I think the folks that go down to Park Ave are around Park Ave a lot.
Hmm.
Either you're in Park Ave or you're not. I could see Cornhill, even though I think it's a stupid pick, but not Park Ave.
All right.
252-WCMF.
Wait.
252-9263. All right, we're slammed with Chris's.
Oh, what are your fantasies?
Yeah, well,
not even Saturday night.
Can we get you a joke book? Can we do that?
One you didn't write?
252-WCMF. Let's start with Chris 1. Chris 1, where are they whining?
I'm going to say Irondequoit.
Why Irondequoit?
Because I like Titus Ave, where they have the restaurants and bars and stuff like that. I just think it might be tougher parking there.
Well, you sound pretty confident.
Yeah, I am.
That's why he's Mr. Personality.
All right, Chris 1, thanks for the call. Let's hope Chris 2 was a lot better than Chris 1. Chris 2, Electric Boogaloo, where are they whining, Chris 2?
Am I Chris 2?
You don't want to be one.
What's All up, right. Chris?
Well, I was confused for a minute there. Okay, I'm going to go with Pittsford.
Why Pittsford?
Yeah, because I can't park there. I go to get something to eat. There's no place to park.
Where the hell are you eating? You can't park in Pittsburgh.
There's a giant effing parking lot in every corner.
Where are you eating?
I go to the Aladdin's. We like
Mediterranean boy.
Ooh, I like hummus and rice and chicken.
Can I have an olive sandwich?
Ooh, I want to eat my meat on a stick.
I want to look at the canal and the ducks.
Ooh, they skip dog boats to the place next door.
You park across the street. It's a whole line of parking.
Parking is what they call it.
For the delivery trucks and stuff, what the lady was complaining about, I think that, that's a problem.
Maybe. Chris,
so he's saying shown place.
Yes, that's what he said. Chris, too, you're good at eating olives. You're terrible at picking towns. But thank you for the call. I really appreciate
it. That was the worst pick of the year so far.
Yeah, I think we can agree on that.
Did you just ooh somebody that eats at the same place and parks in the same place as you do?
I started ooing. He jumped on the ooh, okay, but yeah, right. This man is describing
clear that up.
What you do.
Yeah.
And he doesn't need to park there, Kimmy. His with him. Why does this? Pass around. I'll take my little dog
is
in there.
Windy that day?
Take my little dog. You had an olive pit stuck in your bridge work. Oh, it's a pot of pit somewhere. I can't get around. I don't know. 252-WCM. 252-9263. Kimmy, can we get a reread before we go back to folks on hold, please?
Sure can.
Thank you.
The parking situation near blank is absolutely horrendous. There are people coming in from all over who don't know how to drive, let alone park, and it's now taken its toll on my vehicle. I have scratches all up and down the sides of my door. People drive around like they've never driven a car before. I watched a young man in a shiny new Bronco swing his door wide open.
Oh, money. That's a money car. And, shiny new Bronco.
And almost cause a major accident. No regards for his safety or anyone else's. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. I've noticed a major lack of awareness from anyone parking their car here. They're bumping into cars. They're scraping doors. No one is parking between the lines. And they're parking illegally. I see it all every time I go on my daily walk. Apparently, the cops don't care either because I've never seen a ticket on a single vehicle. I won't even get into the lazy delivery drivers who don't think the rules apply to them. You should familiarize yourself with an area before going to a business or road you've never been. It's safer for you and the people who actually live here. Is there a number you can call just to report parking violations? I will take photos for proof if necessary.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy is in Cornhill. I am in Brighton. Marty is in Greece. I take it back. Pittsford was bad. Greece was the worst
one.
Cody is out in Fairport. Don't hate that one.
Mm.
Pete believes that us thinking Kimmy tricking us is actually Kimmy actually tricking us by not tricking us. So he's in Park Ave. We had two Chris's. Chris 1 went to Rondacoit. Chris 2, he sucks. He went Pittsford. 252-WCMF. We went Chris 1, Chris 2. Now let's get a lady Chris.
Oh.
Christine. She's on CMF. Christine, where are they whining?
First of all, Pat, today's Tuesday, not Wednesday. So, you know, try to get your days straight.
I don't care. I don't care. Nobody cares.
I do, because you're wrong. Second, I'm going to say this is Brockport.
Brockport.
Okay, Christine.
God.
Okay. It's a walking place.
Nobody asked.
What?
Go on, Christine.
Are you so bitter that I still disqualified you in this game? You still haven't let that go, have you?
God. We have so much fun, and then Christine calls every week. Every week. Go on. You were saying Brockport?
Okay, Brockport. You got walkers. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of off-street parking. Mm-hmm. You got people coming where they don't know the roads. Mm. And you got somebody... And it's not an old man, because how many old men can get into a brand new shiny Bronco?
Mm-hmm.
Not
call.
Many.
No, I mean, it's really
how
tough.
Many young men take daily midday walks?
I'm not. No, this
Dumas.
Is the person complaining would be someone like you who can't get
I'm complaining right now.
And by the way, she's right. All those roads that people don't know in Brockport, like
those
the
twisty,
one road.
Yeah, the twisty, windy, confusing Brockport roads.
The road. The road.
I don't. Well, the whole idea of this point now with us callers is to make sure you guys don't win.
This so is why you're single.
I'm not single.
Not yet.
You should be.
Christine, great call. Thank you. We got you for Brockport. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right. We have Armand.
Oh, all right.
He is not going now. I just want to let you know we are on the brink of break room history.
All right.
If there's anything left, but let's rip through some. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Barber. Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with South Wedge.
Okay.
Because between South Ave and South Clinton, there's a lot of little bars and restaurants and things, but probably 90% of the homes there don't have a driveway, so everyone's got to park out on the street, and it's really narrow streets. It's really tight.
I mean, he is not wrong. South Wedge is a bitch to park in.
Yeah.
It is a bitch. But again, Kimmy trying to trick us being tricked by Kimmy, which causes the trick in the first place.
Yeah.
I don't know, Barbara.
All right.
Well, she said ever since something opened, and South Wedge has had a lot of things open in the last 6 months or so.
Always wide
so
open.
That could be the clue.
Popping.
Barbara's got it. Barbara, always thanks, poppin'. Buddy. We got you for South Wedge. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Caleb. Caleb, where they're whining.
We're going with Victor.
Why Victor?
Eastview Mall.
They all that tight parking at Eastview Mall. 70 acres. A pavement.
There's so much pavement, you can see the hills in the pavement.
You can see the curvature of the earth at the end of the parking lot.
Where the world ends.
Yes.
Eastview Mall.
God. Caleb.
I know, I'm a disappointment. I'm used to it.
Yeah, all right, Caleb. That's okay.
That's our point.
Try again next week, buddy.
Did you just make Caleb bully himself?
Yes.
Pat, I love you.
I love you too, Caleb. Good talk, buddy.
All right.
See? We finish it with love.
Okay.
I don't really love Caleb. No. I just said it because it got awkward.
I hate his name.
No, Caleb's a good dude.
I can't stand his name.
It's a biblical name. It was just Easter. The Pope died yesterday. Caleb's a good name.
Is there Caleb in the Bible?
Yeah.
Didn't he get his ass kicked by like some jackass?
Most people in the Bible got their ass kicked.
Like he was like running his mouth and somebody took care of business?
Yeah, he was outside the Bar of Galilee. Shut up. What are you talking
about? Who's the guy with the
gun? 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, where are they whining, buddy?
They're whining over in East Rochester.
Why East Rochester?
There's a lot of on-street parking over there. It's super tight over there.
Tight town.
Right up and down Commercial Street. There's tons of businesses and bars. And these are the kind of people that are going to complain about not being able to park their car in the yard. So
it is a walking town. It is
wait,
a walking town.
Wait.
It is a walking town.
You got East Rochester's yard parkers, bro?
Oh, definitely, man. I used to work in ER all the time for years. They're yard parkers.
Yard parker? I've never I know what he's talking about.
You've never seen a
yard? Pull the car right up like, on the front lawn, get they, out, walk inside, and who cares?
Yeah, they pop the curb.
Like when I was at, when I grew up, was growing up, we were a yard parker house.
Oh, really?
We only had a one-car driveway. We had, you know, when I had a car, we had three cars, so I would park it.
Because you grew up in Gates. That's yard parkers out in Gates, too.
Where you live, Steve?
I'm not going to say.
Where you live, Steve? Steve, where you live, Steve? Steve, where you live? I'll let him, Steve, but I won't tell you where I live, because I also live where yard parkers is. I'm a big old bag of trash named Steve, because I'm a bitch. Bitch.
Kind of. Yeah, kind of.
Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right.
All right.
We have reached what might be the pinnacle of this game,
mm-hmm.
because if this guy does this again, I don't know.
I don't know what's He's left elite. To pick.
He's elite.
What's left to
I
pick? Know,
yeah, I mean, we're all over.
Well, look, man, when the competition gets to a point like this, the elite find a way
okay.
to win, right? There are some guys that are just clutch.
Mm.
Armand has 4 stars.
Yeah.
He has picked up 3 of them in, like, the last 5 weeks. He is the first man to ever win, having picked from the back end after winning the week before.
Mm.
This star would also tie him for the lead with the handsomest boy in all of Rochester.
That's true. Wow.
And he would be the first man to ever win Where They Whinin' from the back spot twice.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, our final pick of the day, Armand is on CMF. Armand, Where They Whinin', buddy?
I need a better introduction than that. I need, you know, welcome the champion of champions of Where They Whinin', 4-time champion. I'm going with Fairport. That was the easy one.
Oh, I'm sorry, what did you say?
Fairport.
You suck so hard, Armand! You suck so hard!
Oh, man.
Were you not listening? Were you not listening, Armand?
He gave himself that dynamite intro.
But I had to call like 10 times.
Oh, you have to call it. Yeah, we're a very popular radio show, Armand. That's what happens.
Hey, it happens to the best of us. We all can't be great.
Kimmy, what were you were saying?
So he is the first man to win from the last spot and be disqualified. No, he's probably not the first for that, actually.
My favorite part of that is what Kimmy just mentioned. I gave him.
Yeah, you get Armand gave himself an amazing intro.
Oh, no, but the kick-ass intro I gave him was not enough.
No.
Allow me to add on before I puke all over myself.
maybe next week.
Yeah, Armand, you suck. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Man, what? It's like watching an AFC Championship game that's like a 51-3 blowout. Here it comes. All right. Joey, recap?
I'm ready.
Tommy is in Cornhill. I am in Brighton. Marty's in Greece. Cody is out in Fairport. Pete is on Park Ave. We had 2 Chris's. Chris 1 is in Irondequoit. Chris 2 sucked all the air out of the room with Pittsburgh. Then we went with a female Chris, a Christine, that ruined the game. She picked Brockport. Barber is in the South Wedge. Caleb is in Victor with all that hard parking.
Oh, yeah. Tight.
Steve is out in East Rochester because he says that's a town of car or yard parkers. And Armand, looking to make break room history, tripped over the finish line. Disqualified himself. Are we ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Let's do this thing.
Whew. The pick was there.
Wait.
Oh.
The pick was still there.
Wait. Do we have no winner?
And Armand dropped the ball.
No kidding.
I don't know if he would have picked this anyways, but what's they whining in Canandaigua.
Oh, you know who would have had that?
Yep.
Yep. He would have had
the man who shall not be named.
He's. I would have never picked.
No, it makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Bro, it said people that don't come here, it's a tourist town. Yeah. You got a lot of on-street parking in Canandaigua. It is a weird park.
Yeah, the Main Street's tough.
Damn. And it's where you would have a money car, like a brand new Ford Bronco.
Damn it.
It
oh,
was,
my God.
It was all there for the taking. But the most important part is Pete is
nobody
dumb.
Nobody got a star.
Okay, no star. That's okay. Pete is dumb because Kimmy was trying to trick us again.
Yeah.
You're dumb. Because you fell for the trick.
The city.
Yeah.
The city trap.
I mean, it's a city
but
of people.
But I think what we're finding dumb? Here is like Tommy says one thing, and that's where everybody bunches.
Why aren't you dumb? You didn't pick it. What was your pick?
You serious?
I forgot. What'd you have?
You yelled at me for 10 minutes about why it was a stupid pick. Think hard.
I did. I don't remember.
Brighton.
Oh, yeah, it sucked.
Which they call the Canandaigua of
Rochester. Beautiful lake views there.
Actually, wait, hold on. Is there a part of Brighton that touches any Lake Ontario?
No.
Brighton touches every other part of the greater Rochester area.
Maybe Lake Beveridge. You can see it over there.
No, like my kid, I was driving home from Buffalo to go to Jamestown, and somehow I drove through Brighton while doing it.
Yeah, it was amazing weird. How it works.
All right, well, we try again next week. And again, I would like to point out after Armand's dynamite intro where he disqualified himself, he had a shot. He had a shot.
It was there. It was still there.
You know, I think if we all wanted to be politicians for one reason, it would be to get things done that we personally want.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I don't think there are too many people that would argue against this, but it's not something you need to make a law.
Oh.
Even though it's very apparent that this lawmaker apparently has a problem with one specific type of business. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Allow me to introduce you to Senator Martin Looney.
Looney?
He is a senator.
What's old Looney doing?
From Connecticut.
All right.
And he is trying to pass a bill.
Oh, the Looney Law.
He wants to make it a law that movie theaters post both when the movie actually starts and when the trailer starts.
Skip it if you want.
It's legitimate legislation.
I get here 15 minutes early just to watch the popcorn ads.
So here's the thing. I don't think there is a person on the planet that doesn't agree with what this guy wants to do. Because it is frustrating that you got to sit for 20 minutes.
You get there early.
You got it.
Bust your ass. Nothing.
Nothing. I got to wait 20 minutes. Right? But I don't think we have to make it a law.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Movies are down anyway. I don't think that many people are getting pissed anymore.
Maybe people are going because we don't have the Looney Law.
Am I weird for kind of liking to like watching the previews?
She likes to like watch
the previews. I like to like watch like the previews like.
Well, I like the previews, but then I don't like when they just start yelling at you.
Like what?
Like sit down, phone, shut up.
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, keep your voice down.
Standard movie stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like
that. That's been a thing.
Wait, that bothers you?
So you'd watch like 20 minutes of movie trailers, but the 10 seconds of please turn your phones off screen bothers you.
But you also start getting actual commercials now that I already have at my house.
Yeah.
I'm paying and I'm watching ads.
Yeah, but you do that with cable and streaming now.
Not ever, all of them.
Most streaming services. Yeah. Even
Netflix.
Some of them unless you don't let you skip.
Sorry, Netflix is the only one. Like that, if I were to become a lawmaker, the first bill I would pass is if I pay you
a streaming service
that was commercial free at one point, you cannot give me ads because like it drives me effing nuts. And the little clock in the corner makes it worse.
Oh, that shot clock?
It makes it worse.
See, I like that. At least I know how long I got to like pour a drink, take a squirt.
No, surprise me.
Don't mix those up.
Yeah, I don't want to know. I don't like the countdown.
All right, Kimmy, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Let's say tomorrow you're elected Senator Kimmy.
Okay.
All right, Senator Kimmy from Rochester.
Okay.
You can put in a law anything that bothers the hell out of you that you want changed.
Anything
that you want changed, what's it going to be?
Oh, man.
And I want you to think of the same
thing. Oh, I got mine.
Okay, let's start.
I had mine even before this became a thing.
Let's start with Tommy, then, as Kimmy thinks. What is your law you are enacting?
All coffee shops.
Yeah.
From here on out, can only serve coffee. Not ice cream drinks.
Oh my God. You get ice cream drinks. Like, you get fancy coffee.
Crunchy Oreo cookie stuff. No, I drink Italian coffee.
Yeah, but you get stuff in it.
Foam.
You get like don't you get lattes?
Yeah, but
and
I like my
cappuccinos.
Foam.
He's the only politician that gets elected and immediately tries to hurt small business. Like, he doesn't even pretend.
No, I go to the ice cream store, kid.
Go to the ice cream store.
Yeah.
That's what the bill's going to call.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the ice cream store, bill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a terrible one.
Why? That's what you asked me what I want.
There aren't enough people that would support that. What about the people that like those drinks?
You could open up those drinks over there for those people.
Okay, nobody.
Those people could live over there and drink those drinks.
Nobody gets excited for movie trailers. There are people that will tolerate them. Nobody
well, no,
gets
I like
excited.
To see something cool that's coming up.
No, but like, would
but
you?
Now I get that on all my streaming services. They'll tell me go to the theaters.
Okay, so there you go. Like, yeah. Not you're not going to have 100% approval for your no milkshakes at the coffee shop bill. All right, Kimmy, what's yours?
I don't know. This is too much power all at once. I don't know.
You've had a full 2 minutes.
Yeah, but there's so many things. I feel like most of the things I like are already laws. People just don't follow them.
See, my coffee thing's looking pretty good now.
No, still stupid. This is why democracy doesn't work. Oh. We put Kimmy in power, and she sits there collecting her government salary, not doing a damn thing. She's not even voting.
Why? What would yours be?
I just said I would keep if I paid for a streaming service.
Oh, that's your thing?
That didn't
no
have
commercials.
Ads. Oh. Yeah, no commercials if it started with no commercials. That is now a national law. Done. Mm. Also,
what?
No more bootleg jerseys. Bothers me.
That's a thing you want to be concerned about?
Yes, I'm concerned about that.
Yeah.
Because
who's
there
that hurting?
There are people that are buying those jerseys not knowing that they're bootleg.
I got one.
Oh, here we go.
You are on social media.
Yeah.
One post a day and one post a day only. You shouldn't have to post more than once a day.
Okay, no one would vote for you. You've just lost your election.
I would vote for me. So I got one vote.
You got one vote. Your husband wouldn't even vote for you.
Why?
I get Snapchats from him all the time.
Oh, well, no, I'm not talking Snapchat. I'm talking about, like, you know, when you post, like, your meal or your, I don't know, whatever you're doing that day. Like, you don't have to share every minute of every day.
You sound like Tommy.
I know.
It is a lot, man. Like, I don't
because
care.
Because, like,
you do, though, because you follow all of it and screenshot some of it and send it to us.
More than one post a day, I'm just scrolling by. I'm not even paying attention anymore.
There's one guy we know who was posted like 3 times a day, and we got sucked in, and he stopped posting, and now we're upset about it.
Yes, I don't. Yeah, true.
Ah!
Yeah.
You've both been impeached.
Okay.